Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Chuck. Welcome back to the apiary. Well, it is getting to be the middle of November, and I hadn't made a video in a while. You know, beekeeping just kind of slows down in the fall while you're letting the fall flow. So in Jacksonville, in Zone 9B, our flow, as measured by my scales this year, was about 2 weeks earlier than last year. It was about September 15th to the middle of October. Let's just say October 15th. Hopefully I can stick a picture right here while I'm talking about it, how you can see the weight of the scales accumulating faster than the bees are eating it, and then the taper off in the middle. That's our tiny little one-month fall flow that we get here, mostly off the yellow flowers. Think goldenrod, think golden rain tree, think privet. No, not privet, I'm sorry, primrose. Got my peas mixed up. And you know, a little bit of pollen and a little bit of honey. I ended up pulling off my second supers. Let me walk you through the apiary real quick and just kind of show you where we are. So I squeeze everything down to singles. Those halves on top are just a little bit of uncapped honey that I'm leaving on there before I give them any heavy syrup if they need it. So these are essentially supers that are not capped. I'm just gonna let them finish off. And there are queen excluders in the middle in there of each of these. So I got everything squeezed down to singles, and my nukes are doing pretty good. Not as many. I've kind of taken the good from the bad. I've done mite checks on everything. Some of the mites are good, some of them are bad. So my queen rearing to be exclusively rower resistant is hit or miss. So, you know, I got my winners and losers that we can use next year, to breed from. And or I'll probably still order some from Corey. And maybe Ryan also at Sourwood. Those were my two favorites this year that I got. But I had kind of a surprise here back behind my barn shed. I go by, here's the observation hive. You can see they're still going strong in and out. But this swarm trap that I just happened to leave up yesterday, a swarm moved into. I just happened to be in the spot where I heard the buzz of the bees. And they moved in there, and you can even see the foragers coming and going. In one of my outyards, one of the hives had absconded, so I'm a little curious if that was my abscond coming over here, or if it's a feral hive. I don't know. But one thing is for sure, there's not enough nectar flow and pollen flow for that to survive. So what I'm gonna do today is we're gonna talk about, what do you do with a late season swarm if you want it? I'm just gonna get the hive trap or the swarm trap down. I'm gonna bring it down and take a look, see if I see a queen. If it's a virgin, it's a done. It's done deal. I'll just let the bees mix in with the other bees. But I'm gonna pull it down. We'll take a look at it. We'll see what's in there. I'm gonna give them some brood from another hive that I need to go through. And I'm gonna give them some honey from another hive. So essentially they've got the resources to get going through the winter. And that all assumes there's any bees in there that are worth saving, meaning like any numbers, not just a tiny little softball. It looked like more bees than that. But okay, so let me go ahead and put the camera on the tripod, and let's go get that swarm trap. All right, y'all, you get a little bit of entertainment. Normally, I would be the first one to tell you that ladders and bees do not go together, but this is only like a one-stepper. And I've got my little door on here to kind of close them in. A couple foragers we're going to lose. But I'm able to just typically pull off these swarm traps off their nail and set it on my shoulder pretty straightforward and bring it on down. All right, everybody, let's see what we got here. I don't know if I left that clip in of me taking that box down because the lid came off while it was coming down. Anyway, I'll probably leave it in there. I'm not trying to hide anything from you guys. Okay, so this is our swarm trap. I'm gonna have my queen cage out in case I find the queen. I will mark her if I see her just so I can keep track of supersedure and things like that. Here we go. One seam of bees is what it looks like, which is about what I expected. Got some ants in here. I just realized I don't have my glasses on for you guys when I film sometimes and I can't see. So now I can see. Get this one frame out and make some room. Some ants in here. Already got some nectar that they must have collected, otherwise this would have been robbed out. Beetles everywhere, so I need to get some beetle traps in here. I don't see the queen on that frame. Wow. All right, so something else is going on because I've got capped brood. I swear I saw this hive, and there's my queen. I'm gonna show it to you. She's unmarked. So there's capped brood in here. So what I saw yesterday, I don't know what it was. It looked like a swarm moving in, but there's maybe it was a failed abscond. Just a little bit of cat brood on here, but all right. So let me get a mark on her. I can usually get the wings with a gloved hand, but I cannot. I gotta hold the legs with an ungloved hand. So I don't know what her mite resistance is, but she's just gonna get them through winter. Can't make any queens. Tiny little colony that has the will to live, so we'll solve the queen problem in the spring. Little mark on there, she's good. Put her in here while I manipulate this tiny little hive and get them some brood. Because I told you, remember, I need to get them some brood. What do you think? Yeah, there's beetles everywhere. I got to show you guys that up close too. A little hive like this will be overtaken by beetles. Can you see? Hold on, I got a bee in my sleeve already. It's stinging me. Can you see the beetles coming in and out of these cells? They're everywhere. They will take over. My chlorine trinilaprol traps worked with my master beekeeper experiment this summer. I'm writing out my paper. I've got to present it to the state. They seem to be pretty happy with my results. So it is a option for managing. And these are just roaches, no more bees. A lot of beetles in here though. Okay, we got our queen. We got a tiny little handful of bees. I'll call it two frames that they're working on that are there. So they need three frames to keep on going. So my plan is going to be to go to the Long Lang. Let me take you over there with me. And we'll check out the Long Lang and we'll look for some resources. You guys see me okay? I think you can. If there were more bees, I'd have checked beetles or mites in them, but there's just not enough to work with over there. Now in here, I haven't gone through this to take off any honey for the winter. I don't want to, of course, give them my queen, so this is just a nice resource frame. No queen there. I'm going to go put it in the nuke right behind you on the edge. Now, that's one nice good frame of food, but I need to give them some brood too. We'll let them work on that this next spring. There's Mama here. You see her pink down here? Okay, so since I've got her, I'm gonna put her face this way and separate them by some frames so I can give any of these bees for an end frame with more food and a little bit of brood, some pollen. Maybe I'll just give this one to him. All right, that's five. These are some partial resource frames from some of the other hives I had that just weren't capped enough to take away. So I'm gonna just give it to this hive, replace those frames. All right, and this hive looks good. Let me just clean up a little bit of the root stuff. All right, let me take you back over there and show you what we got. Okay, so this nice little swarm. Well, we got a viable queen. She's laying eggs. There's brood. She's now marked. Get her going back down into the seam here. There she goes. She had two tiny little patches of brood. I gave her and her hive a good full frame of brood, at least November type brood. It wasn't like solid, like spring brood. And then two frames of food. So this hive is in a good position to succeed now. That is what I would like to say you do with a winter swarm, because they're not going to survive on their own. Of course, taking notes is important, so I remember what this was. What would you guys write here? Today's date, 11/9, November swarm. Could have been an abscond. I'm gonna put mark, blue, and then the most important thing to do here is feed. We gotta keep these guys happy, these ladies happy. So let's get a jar feeder on here. This is not 2-to-1 yet. This is still 1-to-1 that I've mixed up. Arguably, I need to be using 2-to-1. After this batch is gone, I will go 2-to-1 to put on weight. So this is arguably not the right recipe, but for a tiny little swarm, they need something. Making sure my holes are not all closed up. You see through any of them? Ooh, too big. Sorry to make you guys watch that. If your holes are propolized up, they can't get the sugar water. So you need to kind of hold it up to the light so you can see if it's dripping. And of course, the drops are a giveaway when you flip it over too. That's all I'm gonna say for today. Taking them down to singles. Got a tiny little abscond or a swarm put into a box, get them through the winter with some brood and food. Have another mini colony we can requeen in the spring if the natural mite resistance in there, which I expect it won't be. And then that's kind of the situation. I do have all of my winter honey in the barn waiting to be extracted when I get the energy to do that. And then putting on feed and monitoring for the weight, because guess what? It's middle of November, and that maple tree right behind you is going to start pushing pollen in January. We're 6 weeks away from that. That's unbelievable. So it's a short winter here, but thanks for joining me. We'll see you again next time. Have a great day, everybody.